Welcome to the Career Change Podcast, where you'll discover the frank and practical advice and resources that are already proven to work in the real world when it comes to changing careers or figuring out what business is right for you when you are a smart but likely also stuck, overwhelmed or overthinking person in your mid-30s, your 40s, your mid-50s. I'm your host, Ricky Hansen, a career change advisor, entrepreneur and former corporate HR professional with over 15 years experience of helping thousands of people just like you identify or create careers or businesses that are both meaningful and future-proof. Welcome home. Hey, it's Ricky here. Welcome to episode 48 of the Career Change Podcast. Is it too risky to change careers after 45? Now, the Career Change Podcast is specifically for those of us over 35. But what I've had in the last couple of weeks is an enormous amount of emails from those of you over 45 or in your 50s who literally feel like you have no option but to stay stuck and to just suck it up for another 15 to 25 years rather than making a change now. And what you all have in common, all of those of you who've emailed me, and it's literally been this trend in the last couple of weeks, which is why I thought, hey, let me do that episode now. Well, you're just so worried that it's too risky to change careers now when you're over 45. And one of them, John, actually wrote an email that expressed it really well. So I reached out to him and he's given me permission to share his email with you. So listen in and see if you can relate. And guess what? Even if you're not 45 yet, I bet you can relate to this question. So this is from John, who's from the East Coast of the US. But like I said, I literally got a massive handful of very similar emails over the last couple of weeks. Now, I get these ones all the time, but right now I'm just getting a lot of them. So let's talk about it. So here's John's part of John's email. Hey, Ricky, I'm in my early 50s. Yikes, I feel so much younger. And I've had a string of steady IT jobs that I just haven't loved. I have so many other interests, but I am scared that I will not earn the money I need as I close in on retirement. I feel like I need to stay put for the next 10 to 15 plus years to save enough to retire. But also, I really don't like wasting all of those years waiting to enjoy life. Phew, end of email. Can you relate? Now, first of all, John and everyone else who feels like this, I can totally relate to you when it comes to not feeling your age. You feel so much younger. Like, I'm in my late 40s. It literally, when I think about it, where did all those years go? It literally only feels like yesterday when I arrived in London to study at King's College, you know, to the soundtrack of Pulp and Suede and, you know, even the Spice Girls. So to all of you out there over 45, I hear you. We just feel so much younger and latch on to that. That is important. Where did all that time go? But there is still time. I also want to say, John, you are not alone. A lot of professionals over a certain age, they feel like this. And that's also one of the reasons why I work with people this age. I literally cannot tell you how many of my clients used to have the same dilemma, where they feel like they have to stay put and suck it up for several more decades, or they're worried about changing it up now and then risking it all. So what I want to do in this episode is I want to just pick a few of the concepts that I've shared with my clients over the years and that they've told me were really practical and meaningful, but also really realistic. So in this episode, I want to introduce just two concepts for you to think about. One is about sustainability, and the other one is about the difference between just having a career span versus having a career enjoyment span and why that matters. Now, there's loads more that I can give you to consider this, but these are just the two that I've recently been talking to my clients about a lot. Okay, if you want to go deeper with any of them or talk more about this subject, again, let me know. Come over to the careerchangepodcast.com, sign up for the newsletter there, and let me know what kind of things you want me to talk about in this podcast. This is a podcast for grown-ups. Okay, now before we go in and talk about this question about, is it too risky to change careers after 45? Before we go in and talk about the sustainability piece and the career enjoyment span piece, there are just two observations I want to make here first. if you also feel like John feels. Number one is straight away, stop the black or white thinking. None of this has to be a matter of all or nothing. Stop the black and white thinking and think in nuances instead, right? So John feels like it's a matter of all or nothing. You know, I have to stay put or I have to go for it. Or I have to suck it up and endure it, or I have to enjoy life now. Like, you only have two options, this or that. That is literally one of the biggest issues for most professionals over 45. They think black and white. But I can tell you right up front, stop that. You have way more options. It's not just a matter of you can do A or you can do B. You can also do the rest of the freaking alphabet. So life and the world of work is much more nuanced than that. So, like you hear me say again and again on this podcast, question your assumptions. But you see already now how black and white you're making a scenario, which is why you're still stuck. Okay? So just something to think about up front. Now, secondly, here's a reminder, and you all know this, but I just have to say it. This is not a personal finance or pensions advice podcast. Yawn. Right? I couldn't think of anything worse. Plus, regulations, they vary from state to state, country to country, and everybody has personal financial circumstances. So you obviously need to act accordingly. I also know you're not asking about that, but here's an important piece. You really want to know your numbers when it comes to your finances. And that's actually the easy piece. Figuring out where you stand, what are your financial circumstances, and obviously seek professional financial guidance if needed. And make sure that when you seek professional financial guidance, you seek it from someone who has an up-to-date understanding of how the working world works versus just going with the old school kind of thing. Now, here's something I just want to say before I go into my expertise, and that is that what I've noticed, and this might be you, a lot of mid-career professionals, like those of us over 35, and that's whether they want to change careers or not, a lot of them put their head in the sand and actively avoid addressing their personal finances. So you are not alone if that's you, but now is the perfect time to take charge, to read, to educate, to inform yourself, so you actually know what you're dealing with when it comes to the financial side of things. Like, you know, my motto is like, let's go from vague to concrete. So you say, you know, earn the money I need as I close in on retirement. Well, how much do you need? Know your numbers, know your options so you can make good decisions. You know, figuring out the numbers is actually the easy bit. And it's also a great way of knowing how much range you can have or want to have, rather than thinking you have no options. So get to know your numbers, familiarize yourself with the finances. And here is also another thing I can tell you that I have observed again and again with my own clients, with mid-career professionals globally. Your life right now as a corporate professional is likely set up for overspending, right? And you can absolutely choose to change that if you want something else more, if you want something else enough. So again, keep looking for options and optionality rather than feeling like you have to suck it up or keep it up. And here's an interesting thing, a classic corporate professional problem. As your wages, they increase, so do your expenses. It's what we call lifestyle creep or lifestyle inflation, right? Over the years, you just spend more and more and more, nicer car, nicer house, nicer shoes, this and that. And also, here's what I know, even worse, if you've been unhappy for a very long time, then what happens is you tend to overcompensate for the unhappiness with which you have to make your money by overspending on all kinds of things that you don't truly need because you're worth it, right? And it's important to get clear on whether this is the kind of financial situation. All that money you're spending right now, is that what you want your retirement numbers to be based on? Or are you willing to right now make certain changes in terms of where you live or how you live or your location or the type of, you know, house you live in, your discretionary spending, your fancy handbags and all those escape from work trips, da-di-da-di-da. Now is a good time to assess that, because if not, you might get a much higher number for retirement than you actually have to. Okay, so now is a good time to assess that. It's not just about what you earn, but how you spend it or not. So again, empower yourself, empower your options. For a lot of my clients, changing careers, starting a business was actually one of the most empowering things they did, because it helped them to finally get clear on their financial circumstances and get clarity and empowerment in terms of just how many options they had, right? So that's really, really important. Also, another thing I want to say, back to that kind of black or white thinking, it sounds like you're thinking that a career change will automatically mean a massive fall in income. That does not have to be the case. It might be for a little while, but not for over time. And especially if you're also considering something like a portfolio career where you do a variety of things, or self-employment, that can actually be a lot more financially viable than stagnating wages over the next, you know, 15 to 20 years. You might even be able to make more money in your new career or business than you ever would in your old one. So please, please don't go straight for worst case scenario thinking. But on the other hand, also be realistic, know your numbers so you can avoid it. And of course, if you are in dire straits financially, then you do need to get a handle on that before making any big changes, needless to say. But again, watch your black and white thinking. Think nuance, think technicolor. Options, 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 my friend. So that was all a very long preamble to the rest of this, well, probably going to be a longer podcast episode here, but this is so important. Empower yourself, think in technicolor. All right, you've got this. So let's go into the two things that I want to talk about here. Number one is sustainability. And it's really the fact that sustainability is key if you are over 45. So let me ask you this, is your career choice actually sustainable for you? And we'll go into detail as to what this means. And then secondly, we'll talk about career span versus career enjoyment span and why both matter, especially the second one of them. So let's go into talk about sustainability first. And that's really this thing, I will just repeat that point number one, that sustainability is key if you're over 45. So let me ask you this, is your career choice sustainable for you? Now, we are all likely going to have to work for much longer, and that requires a different approach and a different way to think about what kind of career choice you want, whether that's the same thing as you're doing now or a different career or even your own business or something like this. And sustainability is key in this new world of work, especially once you're past a certain age. So the definition of sustainability is the quality of being able to continue over a period of time. And I also, you know, normally we think about sustainability when it comes to the environment. And I love to use the definition of environmental sustainability also for your career. And the definition of the sustainability when it comes to the environment is this, the quality of causing little or no damage to the environment and therefore being able to continue for a long time. Let's rephrase that with you, as in sustainability when it comes to careers, is the quality of causing little or no damage to yourself and therefore being able to continue for a long time. Interesting take on that, right? So question your premise. Is staying stuck in a career you do not enjoy and that you might even come to loathe, is that really the safe or the best option? Is it even sustainable? Question your premise. Is continuing in your current career scenario, the one you don't enjoy, the one that might even make you resentful already, even sustainable for you over the next 15 plus, maybe even 20 years? Here's the thing, and a lot of you can probably relate to this. So by this stage, my clients come to me. They're often at the stage where John is right now, where they are already overworked, burned out, exhausted, and resentful. And if I ask them if they can even see themselves continue to do what they're doing for even just 5 more years, they're like, no way. I'm so burned out. I'm so fed up. I am so done. But they still stay with the devil, they know. But just think about it. If you're really, really realistic, could you see yourself going at the pace you're going now in the environment you don't enjoy for even just 5 more years or 2 more years? Probably not. So let me challenge you. If you've not enjoyed your career, your job so far, how likely is it that that's going to change over the coming 15, 20 plus more years of it? Especially if you've already had a variety of steps already, you've already tried a variety of jobs within this profession, and you realized it's not actually the jobs that's the problem, it's your entire profession, then you potentially have a massive issue on your hands. But here's the thing. What I found, and this is a broad generalization, very broad, there are many more categories, but broadly generalizing, professionals tend to fall into two categories. There is one group of people who can absolutely go to a job like that. They can compartmentalize. They just go to work and they just deal with the fact that it is what it is. They're not here to enjoy themselves. They're just here to make money for retirement. If that sounds like you, then staying put could be an option. You know, maybe making money and having status and staying with the status quo and with the devil, you know, and what you might perceive as low risk, if that's your biggest value, your biggest drivers, or maybe you're truly in dire financial straits, then maybe that is the option for you. No judgment here. You choose what's best for you. Just make sure you question your assumptions. But there's another group. And this is likely you, if you're listening to the Career Change Podcast and even writing me. You are the type of person, you actually, if you're really honest with yourself, you don't just want to go in and compartmentalize and leave yourself by the door and just make money for some point in the future. You are here and it's okay. You are here because you want to squeeze more juice out of your days, your weeks, your months, and your years now. You don't want to wait to enjoy all of your life until after 65. You can't just compartmentalize and suck it up because you are already feeling resentful, sick, ill, fed up, angry, all the feelings, right? You know that you are made for more than this. And I think a lot of us over 45 or over 35, even though we know that, you know, we don't, if we do have options, a lot of us don't really look into what those options could be. You know, you've probably heard the episodes where I talk about how much the world of work is changing. If not, listen to the one before this one, episode, you know, 47. But a lot of people, and this maybe you included, have a very, very outdated view of how the world of work works and what's possible. And here is what I know, and that's very likely how you feel right now. Right now, you are working in a job or a career you don't enjoy and that you might even hate. And it worked for a while. But here's what I know about you. You've changed, or your personal circumstance have changed, or the world have changed. And now, you know, even though you could put up with it until now something is changing. You know, deep down, you want something that feels more like you, that's more meaningful, that's more engaging, that you actually have an interest in. You might also want more freedom, more control over your work, more creativity, whilst obviously remaining realistic about what's possible within a career. Here's what I want you to know. That feeling, really tap into it, because it is absolutely possible in this new world of work to create, to access all of that. You have options and you do not have to wait to enjoy your life on a day-to-day basis until some mythical, outdated pension age in the future. I've got you, and this podcast is for you. It does not have to be a matter of all or nothing. And here's an even bigger kicker. Most of you are not just, you know, who are writing to me, who are listening right now. Most of you are not just going to work and spending entire days in a job or career you've outgrown, which is already unsustainable, but that work is also eating away at the rest of your life, your leisure, your personal life, the time outside of work. So even when you're not working, you're worried about work, you are exhausted because of work, you might even be exhausted to do anything meaningful outside of work. That means you have a double whammy of your life being gobbled away from a career you don't even enjoy. Just think about that for a moment. Are you happy with that to be the scenario for you for the next 15, 20, 30 years, right? Because here's the thing, the retirement age, in quotation mark, that is a moving goalpost. And also the money you might need. You know, the retirement age will just keep rising. You might think that staying stuck is the right thing. But what if what was actually unrealistic and not safe is to think that you can keep up the pace and the exhaustion and the growing resentment whilst you keep plugging away at a job you don't enjoy? Is that really sustainable? And also, if you're honest, just think about, do you think within your profession, within industry, do you think that toxic culture is going to get any less toxic? Do you think you're going to feel the stress less as you get older? Do you think the resentment is going to decrease or increase? Do you think if you already now don't have an interest in your field, is that going to get more or less of a problem? And that's before we even get to any health issues that you might already have. How sustainable is it actually for you to continue in that career you don't enjoy for another even 2 or 5 years, even less, 10, 5, 20 years plus? Also, if you're feeling the call to change now and you continue to keep pushing that down, what do you think it's going to do to you, right? Here's another sustainability flag, a big red flag that is showing unsustainability, if there is anything. And here is where this staying stuck is the safe bet argument does not fare very well. No matter what profession or industry you're currently in, right? Your field will dramatically change over the coming years, right? Jobs will change, professions will change, everything around it will change. So that, what that means is that in that industry in right now, the one you don't have an interest in, you are going to have to be forced to keep learning, to keep educating yourself, to keep improving in order to actually stay employable, right? Think about that. How motivated are you to do that? And also, how competitive will you actually be? You're going to have to continue to network, to build your personal brand. You can't just hide away and hope that nobody notices that you don't actually give a flying fart. Those days are gone. So just let's play it out. Over the coming years, you're going to have to do a big number of courses, attend industry events, you know, read publications, get new qualifications. Also, you have all the new younger, keen ones coming in, right? What competitive edge are you willing to invest in? What time and effort? And also, how credibly can you continue to sell yourself if you don't actually give a flying fart about the industry, the job you're in? But you're still going to have to make a massive time investment in an area you don't care about. This is so important to consider. You will have to continue to develop, to invest, to learn and train, even if you're going to stay in that career you don't enjoy. I mean, my God, does that sound sustainable or even exciting to you? Wouldn't you rather invest that time and money in learning about something you actually care about and find interesting about? That's going to be much more likely to give you the competitive edge, not just the enjoyment, but also the competitive edge to be able to keep working and keep making money. Something to think about for you there. I really want you to sit with these questions and just be really, really honest with yourself. There's so many nuances here. Stop the blind and white thinking and get really honest with these things, right? So that's the one thing about the first point about sustainability. You know, it's key if you're over 45. So is your career choice sustainable for you? The one you have right now, if you continue, play it out with these things. And also remember, it's not just the time when you are at work right now that you don't enjoy. It's eating into the rest of your life. So you pretty much have no life where you do not worry about the work that you don't enjoy. How long can you keep going both inside of the work that you don't enjoy, but also the outside of that work, where it's eating into where you could have some kind of life, but you can't to a certain extent because you're so bloody exhausted and resentful. And then there's also the whole thing about actual professional competitive edge and continuous development. Do you want to keep doing that in the field you don't care about? All of that, really think long and deep about it. And let me just go back to, you know, the definition of, you know, sustainable careers. It's really about causing little or no damage to yourself and therefore being able to continue doing it for a long time. Does that fit where you are right now and where you potentially think you have to force yourself to be? Maybe time to reconsider, my friend. Question your assumptions. All right, let's go into the second thing I want to talk to you about. And that's what I call career span versus career enjoyment span. And why both matter more than you think. And this thing about career span versus career enjoyment span, it's something I've been thinking about for many years. And sort of this is the language I'm using around it right now, the whole thing around career enjoyment span. And this is a concept that is especially important for those of us over 35, in our 40s, 50s, when it comes to what you want your work life to be about from now on and how much you want to enjoy life now versus just keep deferring it, especially if so far you don't feel like you truly enjoyed your work. This is an important concept for you that I developed and I want to share with you. And the best way to describe this concept is actually to use an analogy from the health space. That's kind of the kind of thing that inspired me to name this concept and to take it more deeply. So in the health space, there are two very important concepts when it comes to longevity. And you might hear a lot of this spoken right now when it comes to health. So you got lifespan and you got health span. So when it comes to health, lifespan is the number of years that someone lives from birth until death. You know, that's pretty straightforward. But the more interesting, I think, and more motivating concept, it's what's called health span. And that is the number of years, not just that someone lives, it's a number of years where someone is healthy without chronic or debilitating disease. You know, it's where they have the maintenance of full function as nearly as possible to the end of life, i.e. how much health there is in the years. So, you know, it's not just about longevity for the sake of longevity. I mean, who wants to be 100 years old if you are just a 100-year-old vegetable, right? You would rather be a vibrant person at 90, you know, up until the stage where you're 80 or 90 and then die then. You know, so it's about how much life can we put into our years and for how long, you know, we would rather die with a disease and die from it, right? So this is, I love this concept and I find it, this concept of health span incredibly motivating. I don't know about you, but the more I learn about this concept of health span, the more it impacts me. I am in my 40s now. I'm exercising more than I ever have. And I'm really taking much better care of my health because think about it. It's now that we are really deciding what kind of old person we'll be. Obviously, genetics notwithstanding, but we have so much power in terms of how we want to age. But it's also made me realize that it's also a great concept for describing how I've always thought about and taught about career change when it's needed and about the importance of creating work you actually enjoy, especially once you're past 35. So hence why I call it career span versus career enjoyment span, because career span is a little bit like lifespan, right? Career span is just the amount of years you'll work in your life between leaving school, leaving university, and leaving the workforce, right? Or retiring. And then my version of health span is what I call career enjoyment span. It's actually the amount, not just the amount of years you work, but more importantly, the amount of years of your career span where you actually enjoy your work. It's about how full and meaningful those years will be whilst you are living through them, whilst your life is happening, my friend. Do you see how much more empowering it is to have a concept like that rather than just purely focus on getting to the end of your career span and then you live somehow, right? As as opposed to just having this kind of hunker down and endure the world of work until you retire, right? I want to consider you. I want you to consider to have a really great and long career enjoyment span. This is what I find really empowering. Here's the thing. You and I, the majority of us, we will be working and living for longer than generations before us, right? So you and I, you know, the pension ages is going to keep changing and we're going to need more money. And we're going to be working till at least until we're 65, if not later, right? So whether that will be true or not for you individually, we are all going to have to consider the fact that we might need and want to work longer. And I think even if that doesn't have to be the case for you and you're sorted financially, or you also, obviously you also want to do things like investments and all of that kind of stuff. But I think it's really important that we plan ahead for the possibility and the option that we're going to have to work longer, or at least work until retirement, right? So, and also that we enjoy it. So you have not, and how we think about it. So you don't just have the ability to have a full career span, but you also, and this is a superpower, you also have a long career enjoyment span. You want to look back not just on a full career span, but a full career enjoyment span, or as much as possible. When you focus on your career enjoyment span, that gives you way more personal power and optionality when it comes to the career changes you are able to make and that you allow yourself to make, because you're going to be a lot more competitive. A person who has a career enjoyment span, who enjoys their career, they're going to be way more competitive than someone who just sucks up the career span, okay? So let me repeat, having a long career enjoyment span is a superpower. And if you don't have that power right now, now is your chance to tap into it. And not just in the sense of having an increased career span, but even more important, bearing in mind the sustainability, that we focus on having the longest possible career enjoyment span, especially if so far you have not rated highly on your career enjoyment span. Now is your chance to use that to power up the coming years, right? Especially if you're going to live longer, potentially, and work longer, right? I need money for that. So remember, whether you stay in your current career that you don't enjoy or not, you are likely having to work to at least 65 and very possibly much longer. So rather than making this, you know, depending on finances, so rather than making this a black or white question, oh, I have to suck it up and focus on making money for retirement now, or do something else, but then I won't make any money, right? Forget that black and white kind of assumption scenario. Here's how I recommend that you think about your work life after 45 or even before. Here's what I want you to think about. Ask yourself, how can I set myself up to enjoy my work life as much as possible whilst I'm working? So focus on also having career enjoyment span versus just getting through it and sucking up and focus just on the remaining career span, right? Just think about it. This, if you are going to work longer, or at least until 65, then I recommend that you also focus on getting more out of the years before you retire, because you need to be competitive. You need to keep going, and hopefully with as little damage to yourself as possible, bearing in mind the sustainability piece, right? And actually, if you are in a career or business or portfolio career that you enjoy, then you're also much more likely to find it sustainable and enjoyable and to be able to work those years or even work much longer if you want to, because you know that you are in a position where you are setting yourself up to get much more enjoyment out of all of those years that you are here on the planet, right? So I want you to know that you have the option to both enjoy life now and also enjoy your career, right? And that it actually will potentially enable you to work for much longer if you want to. Now, this is so, so important, right? I remember back when I left my own job in human resources for American investment banks. You know, I just thought, okay, worst case scenario for me would be, I might just need to work a little bit longer. But if that means get a lot more enjoyment out of my years before I retire, I'm okay with that. I do not want to defer my enjoyment of my life until retirement. Deferring your enjoyment of life, doesn't that sound like the biggest risk? Deferring your enjoyment of life? I mean, why are you here? I think that risky is planning to only enjoy life in the future, unless you know for sure that you'll be around. And here's the thing, you know, John is saying, I feel like I need to stay put for the next 10 to 15 years to save enough to retire, but also don't like wasting all of those years waiting to enjoy life. Let me ask you a pretty heavy question here, John, and also all of you listening. Do you actually know for sure that you will even be alive in 15 years' time, or in 10 years' time, or in 20 years' time? Do you know anyone who died before the retirement age? Do you know anyone in your family, circle of friends, or even further out? Ever heard of anyone who died before they turned 65? What about you? Let's say you decide to stick with that career you don't enjoy until retirement, but you never actually get to 65. Would you regret that? Just if you should pace yourself for a moment here for this risk/regret scenario. You know, people talk so much about what I call obvious risks that you might see right now, you know, decrease in income, this and that, et cetera, worst case scenario. But what about the more non-obvious risks, like placing a bet on the fact that you might not even be here in 5 years or 10 years or 15 years or 20 years or 30 years? So let's flip that around, play it out here. Let's say that staying stuck, remaining in the career you are in right now, let's say that remaining in that, you know, for you, John, this IT career that you already don't enjoy and haven't for a while, let's say your only option right now is to stay. Let's play with your worst case scenario here, right? Let's say the only option you have is to stay stuck in that career for the rest of your working life. Would you be okay if that was your only option? You're just going to have to suck it up, like you say, and stay put. Would you be okay if that truly was your only option? Let me ask you, how does that make you feel if that was your only option? Stay stuck, hit down, work your butt off until you're 65, and then if you're hopefully still alive, then you can enjoy life. How does that actually make you feel? Whew, heavy stuff, right? Here's the good news. It is not your only option. So stop acting like it is. Stop arranging your life like it is. You know, it's so important that you actually sometimes go really deep and think about, you know, push it out to the worst case scenario. It is not your only option, but right now you are behaving as if it is, right? I think so much about this, you know, the lifespan, health span kind of thing. But also think about it. Let's go a little bit deeper here. You know, like pushing the boat out, because I actually care and I want you to think about this. Let's say that you do wait until you're 65 to start doing the things that you really want to do. Even if you're alive then, what kind of condition will you actually be in? And let's not even talk about the impact of climate change or all that kind of scary stuff. Maybe at that stage you might have cancer, heart disease, diabetes, dementia, all of that kind of stuff that just, you know, that tends to catch up with us once we get to a certain age, whether it's physical, mental. You know, the older we get, the more likely we are to have all of those diseases really impacting our day-to-day experience of life. So my challenge to you would be, if you truly want to find out what you are capable of doing in this lifetime, now is the time to find out, right? Also, here's how I often think about it. And this is whenever, you know, things feel tough or difficult, or, you know, my clients, whenever they sort of, oh, should I really be doing this? Here's also a challenge I give them. And that is when it comes to health span. What do you think is the best thing you can actually do to set yourself up to increase your health span, mental and physical? Is that staying stuck and resentful in a job you don't enjoy, or start creating work that you actually enjoy, that feels meaningful, right? What do you think is the most age-proofing thing you can actually do? Now, I personally, and that's just my sort of personal thing, I personally dislike the idea of having just one full-time job, same, for my entire 40s, 50s, and 60s, right? I'm a lot more attracted to maybe working a little bit longer if I need to. And then during that time until retirement, and whenever I decide that it's enough for me, I have more variety and more exploration. And that's just me, but all of my clients are different. Some of my clients are more attracted to exploration and freedom now, and others might like more stability and things like that. You do you. And you might move between different seasons in life, and that's important to work with. But it's really, really important to know what's important for you, rather than thinking you just have to stay with this one thing for the next, you know, for your 40s, your 50s and 60s. Let's just open up the fact that there are so many ways that you can live and work. You know, personally, I left the classic one job back in 2005 when I started my own company, my own portfolio career. You know, I've been advising people on career change and entrepreneurship and portfolio careers ever since. For me, freedom of how I live my life while I live it has always been my main driver. You know, and it's important for you to think about what is your main driver, what are your main values, and how can you reflect that? And for me, for example, the fact that I have designed my, you know, career so that I will have a really long career enjoyment span mean that some years or quarters or week or months, I might work less hours and take less clients and spending more on, you know, traveling and living abroad and taking care of my health. And then other, you know, weeks and quarters and years, I focus more on really working, you know, really taking on extra work, work like a maniac, developing things, developing training assets, different things. There's so much easier to do that, to actually have more of a varied life already if you have what I call a portfolio career, where it might be a mixture of you having a business, having some contract work, but it can also even happen within a job contract if you negotiate it. You know, it's so important to think about how you can think more creatively about how you actually make a living, and that's absolutely possible. And I really want you to forget this kind of black and white, all or nothing. Ooh, I have to have that one job and I have to stay there, and then, oh, I have to really risk it all and you know, fall back to the end of the ladder. It doesn't work like that. I really want you to think portfolio career or portfolio business in terms of how can you think more creatively about how you can make work sustainable for you, right? And here's the great thing and why I love working with clients over 35, over 30, over 45 professionals. You already have what I call a cash cow, right? So for John, he has IT skills. So rather than throw the baby out with the bathwater, thinking like change has to be a matter of all or nothing, your IT skills could be great for starting a portfolio career. Like, you can really focus on what you enjoy the most, and then start experimenting and adding all of the other things on top that you know you want to enjoy. You know, you don't mention what the other things are you're considering starting a business or career in, but you can absolutely explore them on the side and then start making money with them, starting adding them to your portfolio of how you make money, all of that. This is literally, I do this all of the time in my clients, inside of my programs, inside of your career change map. You know, just recently I had another client, funny enough, a lot of my clients are, you know, law, finance, IT, and all of that. And also recently had a client who also, just for the analogy here for John, worked in IT, really did not enjoy the company culture she was working in. But there were certain points of IT she was really good at and she did enjoy. So she's right now using those IT skills to take short-term contracts while she's building up the children's books illustration portfolio, exploring that, starting to get paid for that, starting to build a reputation for that, while she's also doing volunteering in some of the things she actually thought was going to be a career change, but she realized actually they're not how she's going to make money, but she wants to also have time for them inside of her life. So that's just one example. I do this all the time. If you want to learn more about how to actually think differently about having a lot of options, then do check out Your Career Change Map. Just head over to yourcareerchangemap.com and you can learn everything about that, how I can help you do that over there. But it's so important that you expand your version of what's possible for you. It doesn't have to be a matter of all or nothing and risking it all. You can absolutely use your existing career if you want to, you know, to still make money using it whilst you slowly replace it with other things and explore other things. It rarely is a matter of give it all up and then risk it all. You can do a much smoother transition. And also, there are many, many more ways of doing this. This is one of the ways of talking about it. But I hope that that inspires you, that it doesn't have to be a matter of all or nothing. You can even use, let's say, even if you hate the IT, you can even just use it for a shorter period of time to actually fund the first business you want or the next career. But it, you already have a moneymaker you can use for a career change. It doesn't have to be something you have to just stick with until you retire. You can absolutely start enjoying your life now, okay? So, reminder, sustainability is key if you're over 45. So let me ask you this, is your current career choice actually sustainable for you? And will it take you to where you want to be? Also, think about this whole thing about career span versus career enjoyment span. You're much more likely to be able to work for longer and to enjoy and to be competitive if you focus on the career enjoyment span, all right? Start doing that now. Remember, my friend, none of this has to be a matter of all or nothing. You need to think in technicolor, in nuances, as opposed to just black and white thinking only. And like I say with my more creative or cerebral clients, we often work out a combination of things in the shape of a portfolio career for getting yourself out of analysis paralysis and getting back into feeling like you are in control and you're actually starting to enjoy yourself, as opposed to feeling like you just have to pick one thing and stick with it, or feel like you have to drop the money-making mind, you know, skill set you already have, and which can actually support new explorations, new projects, new additions whilst you undertake them and make the switch. You and I will likely be working for much longer than any generation before us. So why not get more out of all of our years, even inside the quotation mark 9 to 5? Because who knows if you and I will even still be here at 65. So why bank on only being able to enjoy your life then? Do it now. If you want to find out more about how I can help you with that, then make sure you check out yourcareerchangemap.com and I'll see you over there. Thank you so much for listening.